You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. What do we got? Coming up a little bit later, Antonio Pittman, at 11:20, and Tim May at 1 o'clock. That's right, Tim May, 1 o'clock, Letterman Row. I know we have a lot of Tim May. I get more requests for Tim May than any other guest that we get. Do you realize that?
The other stations get requests for Rush.
They do.
We get Tim May.
That's okay. You know who does all those requests? It's me. Like, I'm the one calling there all the time, telling them to make sure they play it. So, Tim May at 1 o'clock, Antonio Pittman at 1:20. Browns and Bengals coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. All right, Jeff, so we've had, what, 8 months to think about this game. And I'm just wondering, as we sit here just, 2 days and a couple hours away, hour and a half away, your thoughts on the game coming up on Sunday?
Can the Browns make sure Joe Burrow doesn't go nuts? Can that happen?
That's the biggest storyline of the game for you?
To me, it is. Mm-hmm. That's even bigger than can the Browns score? Because if Joe Burrow goes nuts, the Browns won't score enough to keep up. So I think the defense has to keep Joe Burrow under control. Not saying shut him down, not saying, make his day absolutely miserable. They have to keep him halfway under control. And if they can do that, they have a chance to win.
I'm looking at the Browns, and I'm trying to figure out a way, how do they get to 21 points? I've been doing this since last year. If you're going to get stuck at 16 like they were last year, and I just feel like the offense is going to be better this year, I just don't know why. I mean, if you really think about it, is it Flacco's ability to maybe move the ball around a little bit more, but yet still have the setback of knowing that he may throw to the other team? And if that happens, then we got big issues. I like the Flacco-Dininjoku connection. I like the thought of Joe being able to go to the tight ends with Harold Fannin, who I think I predicted a touchdown for him in the last game.
Now
in
wearing number 44, by the way. Changed from 88 to 44.
So now, does that make him half as good as he was, or half twice as good? If you're 88 and you're 44.
I don't think there's any numerical equation to how he's going to play.
Okay, well.
I do know he wore 44 at Bowling Green. I think he also wore 0 at Bowling Green. But he's going to do his best Leroy Kelly, Tommy Vardell impression.
So if your offensive line is able to perform the way I think we think they can, Flacco's ability to get to the tight ends, and I just feel like our running backs all game long are just going to be chipping away. And it's going to be, I don't know that it's going to be exciting. I don't know that it's going to be great, but if they can get to 3 yards a carry, 4 yards a carry, then life could be good. He mix in just a little bit of pass. Jerry Jeudy could thrive under Joe Flacco, and I think that's one of the things I'm looking forward to seeing on Sunday. But there's going to have to be another wide receiver who's going to have to emerge. We've seen signs of it with Tillman before. We've had Jamari Thrash out there.
He looked really good last year.
Yeah,
I mean, for a short period of time.
So maybe with an extended period of time, that's how the offense gets moving. I gotta see it to believe it, because on paper. when you look here and look at the Browns offense, you wonder how are they going to be able to get more than 16 points per game like the issue was a year ago. Hopefully it's one quarterback and one quarterback consistently. And that's kind of how I see it. I like the Browns on Sunday, and I to be honest with you, I think it's the defense is the reason that I like the Browns. I love that front four. You know, Alex Wright seems like he's in a position now with three other guys next to him, too, that could really, you know, empower what that front four can look like. You know, what's our secondary going to look like? I hope good. I hope Denzel's okay. And then when you go back and you look at the middle of the field, you know, Carson Schweizinger seems like he's going to be something, but he's nothing right now until he actually plays in a real game. His we could be really excited about it. He's an unproven NFL talent right
there
now.
There we go.
All right. So, and so that's where my big concerns are, you know, obviously linebacker. But that's about it on defense, man. I feel good about our defense, but can they shut down Joe Burrow? I think that's a major league question for a game like Sunday. And how important is it for them to get a win week one, knowing what the rest of the schedule is going to be?
I'm just going to throw in every week, Andy. They've just got to pick up any win anywhere they can get one because it's a real challenge. The first 8 weeks, I mean, heading into the bye. And here's the other thought. Remember this. Our team was 3-14. Forget the first 6 weeks. Every week's going to be a challenge.
True.
I mean, our team was lousy last year. So anybody they play is going to be a challenge. And I hope that they can get back to some principles that have worked here before. I hope the defense is better than it was last year, approaches what it was 2 years ago. Hope the running game can do what it's done in the past here. Because one of the few qualms I've had with Kevin Stefanski over the years was when he had Nick Chubb and didn't give him the ball enough.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I'll never understand that.
So if it's working, run the ball. Run the ball.
Do you guys think when we look at this season going into it, and this is maybe just a little bit of time of reflection when we talk about the Browns.
Time to reflect.
Going into this thing. Let's reflect. That there isn't a whole lot of fan passion going into the season. And I wonder, and I'm just throwing this out there, if Shedeur Sanders was the quarterback, if that passion would be greater. Take your logistical mind and set it aside for a second. Do you think that...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a lot of fan passion going into the season. I feel like things from the outside, like the expectation is very minimal. The best you hear from anyone, even around here, would be, I heard Ken say it this morning too, and I've said it before, 8-9 wins. He said, I don't know if he said 9 or not, but 8. 8 was my optimistic feeling that we talked about the other day, which is an upgrade from what I originally thought, especially knowing what I think the beginning of the season could look like. And I just don't feel like there's a ton of passion going into the season, maybe because the expectations are so low, or maybe because by starting Joe Flacco, the reality hit after the euphoria of bringing back a quarterback that did instill some confidence in this offense 2 years ago just isn't there. And the reality of where he is in his career may be downplaying the way Browns fans feel about the season.
I think there's buzz heading into the season. Would it be greater if Shadur were quarterback? Yep. Would it be greater if Dylan Gabriel were quarterback? Yep. Would it be greater if Kenny Pickett were the quarterback? I think so. But doesn't mean there's still not buzz. I want to see it.
I don't feel
Let's
like...
Let's go, Joe. Joe's the quarterback. Let's go. Let's get behind him.
Dan, do you see where I'm at on this? Like, there isn't... I don't know that there's a great buzz going into the season right now. I don't feel like fans are... have any hope or realistic feeling. Hey, man, this is going to be a great season. I can't wait for them. Like, I think people are saying, I can't wait for them to play because they like the NFL and they like the fact that we have a team here in town and they like the fact that they're the Browns and there's always hope. But it's not like, you know what? This is our year, man. I feel really good about this, maybe because we've been crushed too many times.
Starting a 40-year-old quarterback, Andy, who's played... Say whatever you want about his level of play. Starting a 40-year-old quarterback screams, boy, can't wait to see what they do in the draft next year. That's why you might not have the buzz you want.
You buying or selling?
I feel like this is the year after LeBron left and the credit cards due.
Ooh.
And I think that's exactly why everybody's looking at the season that way. Is they're looking around and going, okay, this team has been, and I know everybody's going to laugh when I say this, this team's pretty much been in win mode for the last 6 years, 7 years. They have been trying to win as many games as possible, make the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It flopped on the Deshaun Watson trade. It flat out flopped. They gave up a whole bunch of picks. This roster isn't as young as you'd like it to be for the position they're in. The credit cards do. And so now you're looking down and going, all right, we've had a lot of fun the last couple of years. And some of it really fun, others really, really depressing as it fell on its face. We got to pay this off before we can look forward. And I think that's how Browns fans are looking at it, is we're going to use this year to evaluate. Maybe one of the rookie quarterbacks looks good. Cool. Maybe Jerry Jeudy makes a leap forward into being one of the top 10 receivers in football.
I don't think fans look at it that way. I don't think maybe hardcore fans might, oh, this is a year of evaluation and I can live with that. I don't think fans think they want to buy season tickets to watch a season of evaluation. I just don't, I think fans today want this team to go out there and win and make the playoffs. Whether that's realistic or not, they know this team is 0-0 right now. And no one wants to sit here, and we've done it a couple times over the last 2 weeks, sit here and say, which quarterback are they going to draft in the draft? Nobody wants that. They want to know that if Joe Flacco goes out there and starts and wins, can this team take us to the promised land? That's what the beginning of the season is all about. I don't think anyone's sitting here going, well, you just want to see how they progress and here we go with the process is great on this. Because, I mean, we want to talk about Joe being old, right? And people want to get into that. You can't look at our offensive line and say, oh, this isn't aged. This is an aged offensive line. And if one thing goes wrong or guys start getting hurt, the whole house of cards is going to come flying down if they don't play up to expectations. Like, we sit here and we talk about it, how the fans – I understand it's a year of progress. We're going to figure this thing out and want to be, Mensa about it. But the reality is when you turn on the tube and you start listening to our pregame show or whatever on Sunday, you want this team to win and win every week. And you kind of expect it because you want them to win. Even though you know way better than expecting a win, you want this team to go out there and win because you want to be one of the fans at the end of the season. Go, yeah, we're going to playoffs. That's all I care about. I want to get me to the playoffs.
Hey, it might happen every year. Every year, three teams make it that didn't make it the year before.
So four, I thought.
Whatever.
Three or four, yeah.
Every year, an amount of teams over one make it that didn't make it the year before. Maybe you're one of those. Who knows? There's always a Commanders team out there somewhere. There's always a Vikings situation. There's always something that you could point to. Maybe the Browns are one of those. I don't know. No blog on the face of this earth had the Washington Commanders winning as many games as they did.
Good point.
Minnesota Vikings blog on this earth had Sam Darnold walking in and looking as good as he did in Kevin O'Connell's office.
But every team, even those teams, every once in a while seems to find a season where, okay, oh, look at this. And that, like Washington last year, right?
Yeah.
And so it just doesn't happen for the Browns that often. And we've had just a little taste of it over the last couple of years. But it never goes to the next level or the next expectation that I think football fans want.
If you want to have hope and sow hope and all that stuff, you should. Absolutely. Have a blast. That's what football's for. It's a great It's a great distraction from the life around you and a pathetic excuse to get together with your friends and have a good old time. If you want to think that they're winning on top of it, great, do it. The track record's there if you want it. Hmm. You follow the path.
All right, what are you expecting out of the Browns on Sunday? What do you expect to see out of the Browns on Sunday? And am I wrong? Does anyone really want to sit here and watch the process? No. You want this team to win now.
Process.
And I do think that's kind of stifled our whole expectation for this season. You tell me, are your friends into it? Are they into it? Are you into it? Do you have any kind of high hopes for this team for this season? Or are you just kind of like, all right, well, here we go. Kickoff, first game of the year, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.